The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the chef and the author, Mark Moriarty, has joined me in studio. Mark, very Merry Christmas. We're allowed to say that now, aren't we?
Likewise.
We can officially say that now. When do you start saying it?
Oh, I started saying it whenever the book came out in September.
That's the middle of September the book came out. That's shameless. Are you looking forward to it? Do you enjoy Christmas?
It's going to be a different Christmas this year. So we have a, she 9 week old in the house now.
Oh, God. Right.
Which is...
Sorry, congratulations, I see you saying that.
Oh, God. It's different, but we're going to have a very quiet Christmas. We're just going to have ourselves in the house. We're not really going to have anyone over. I'm going to make a bit of paella for dinner. And we're just going to take it nice and handy, because between being in the hospitality industry and general large families, every year has just been chaos for the last few years. So it'll be nice.
So a bit of zen.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit of zen. Not many households are zen with a 9 week old. So
well, as zen as it can be. And as my wife said, she's going to have a bit of champagne and loads of shellfish, because she's been without
both
those things all
year.
Soft
cheeses. Yes. Like this. Okay. So what, if you were doing the standard Christmas, I mean, for people listening who maybe are facing that prospect, that daunting prospect for the first time, what's the standard advice you give them?
The standard advice for me is how we make the least amount of wash up and how we do things in advance that we can reheat very, very quickly.
Okay.
Because I think the thing at this time of year, it's not about the cooking process and making sure everything's perfect. The hardest thing for people is bringing together lots of different types of food in 5 minutes for a large crowd.
Yes.
Which is basically like opening a restaurant in your house for one day a year, even if you've never worked in a professional kitchen.
Yes.
So for me, it's things like making sure there's a dessert you have cooked in advance that you can either portion a microwave or that you can just reheat in the oven and spoon out. It's, I'll make a gravy a week in advance, like even today or tomorrow, using a bit of roast chicken, and have that just made and frozen down or in the fridge. And then it's things like, the turkey for me is the only thing I eat is the kind of the breast. So I'll get my butcher to basically just give me the crown.
Okay.
Because I don't have space in the oven to have a sort of 8.5 kilo bird taking up the whole oven. So it's things like that and just being a little bit clever. I'll buy tinfoil trays. It's not the most environmentally friendly thing, but I'll have things trayed out in tinfoil trays. So when I cook them off or heat them up, serve them up, and I will recycle the tinfoil, because otherwise it's just a massive wash up to be done afterwards.
Yeah, because that is, you know, just from experience, we had a big crowd, maybe 20 something people last year. And I say we, my wife is going to be listening to this thinking there wasn't much we in it at times. But anyway, I'm going to stick with it. We found the most stressful part was actually that it's not how to cook potatoes or how to cook potatoes. You can cook all of the constituent parts, and sometimes kind of people overcomplicate it. It's what you say. It's actually trying to get everything ready at once.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, one person barely sits down for their dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
They're frantically running around trying to get everyone else.
You're running
done.
A restaurant.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
But you'll see in the Christmas special we've done this year on TV, my whole thing was, okay, like, a lot of TV shows, you cook this amazing red cabbage or a ham and it all looks amazing and you plate up one perfect plate, but that's not reality. So I said, let's get a rent-a-crowd in. So I got a couple of mates and family and I said, will you come into the studio for a couple of hours? And we actually cooked a 3-course meal for a live table of people.
Yeah.
So instead of the cooking show being, and here's one I prepared earlier, it's, okay, this is it made, and now I need to get this all out in 2 minutes for 8 people, hot.
Yes,
seasoned.
Exactly, yeah.
And showing people how to take the turkey out now and put the cabbage back in, or put the roast potatoes in the air fryer because you don't have space, and showing people how you can be clever and bringing it all together.
Yeah, you rely on people as well, other people. So my mother was down during the week, can you cook the roast potatoes? It's about 80 of them we have to cook, I think.
It gets competitive as well.
Yeah, I know.
Because
then you know other people will be bringing the dessert. You don't want your roast potatoes to be shown up by someone else's dessert. Suddenly just cooking the spuds becomes a complicated thing.
If it wasn't so grinchy, I'd be telling people as well that as they leave for Christmas, they have to clean up after themselves. Is there anything worse than when the crowd leaves and you're sat there and you're so far from being able to relax on the couch because it's like a war zone in the house?
I know. Well, it's, you know what? That's the thing that I'm not a great fan of, cooking a roast, you know, the kind of the Sunday roast that people love. I'm not a great fan of cooking it because of the wash up.
Yeah.
You just, you know, I'd prefer cook a Sunday curry.
Yeah.
It's just one thing to
one
clean.
One pot wonder. Yeah. That's a lot of my recipes are. It's like one pot wonder or one pan, or how do we It'll be box clever here.
Yeah, I know. And I'm a fiend, and I get this from my dad. I'd start washing up when people are still eating. It's on my mind so much.
That's
just
an Irish dad thing.
You know what? I'm just going to start. You finish off your main course there. I'm just going to start washing up these few pots and pans.
That wrecks my mother's head because my dad's always done. He gets very unsociable because you can see he's not enjoying the conversation because he's looking at the mess. And then, like you said, he'll get up and make a complete racket and it ruins the whole atmosphere at the table.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And like I say, my wife listened to this. It's why do Irish dads do this on Christmas Day? Like, we turn into we suddenly think it's our time to show how domesticated. You're running around the morning as well with a black sack at about 6 in the morning picking up wrapping paper, you know, continually cleaning as you go.
All ahead of me.
Yeah, it's all ahead of you. It's all ahead of you. Do you enjoy Christmas generally?
I do. Do you know what I do now that I haven't been in the restaurant the last 2 years?
Okay,
I've spent probably 10 years where Christmas Day I just slept. And if I wasn't sleeping, my head was falling down from doing your, 14 days straight or whatever.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to love it. We used to go down to Ventry where my father's from. And it was just a very relaxed, nice part of the world to be in. The family thing can get kind of stressful as you get a little bit older, the whole Christmas thing and this idea that, oh, everyone has to have this perfect dinner and this perfect day. Sometimes I just get bored because there's nothing really happening on Christmas Day. But I think this year with the new arrival in the house and the little sort of calmer plan, it's going to be a bit nicer. And it's been a pretty busy working year as well. So I'm actually going to try and turn the phone off for 7 days. That's my challenge.
Oh, is this?
To not get... drawn in because you just get absent in phones when you're sitting around, particularly at Christmas.
Yeah, you do. Are you enjoying the podcast?
Very much so. I was very nervous at the start.
Yeah.
Being in your chair there, the interviewing piece.
Yeah.
Very obviously has nothing to do with cooking or being a chef. But the more I got into it, the more I've started to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty well received. And I'm hoping there's some different insights into kind of well-known people. Yeah, you kind of have to listen and be interested in someone.
Yeah.
You can get the best out of them then. But we've got 12 episodes. We've had everyone from the likes of Leo Varadkar to Brian O'Driscoll to Dermot Bannon, Neve Maguire next week. And it's a nice hour if you're out to walk or it's nothing too doom scrolling.
There's nothing adversarial or confrontational about it. It's just a nice listen, isn't it?
Yeah, and stuff like with Leo, it was like, okay, No, I don't care. I'm no interest. We all know what you do and we all know politics and all that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, like, when you go to the White House, how'd you get there? And where do you stay? And what do you eat? And what's the conversation like with Donald Trump at the dinner? And all that.
The kind of questions that, like, when he's in a show like mine, you're never going to ask because you have to ask about what did you talk about and what's happening with this and why has that not progressed?
And with you, if they're in for whatever, 6-7 minutes, they can pawn you off because they know you have to go to the break.
Yeah. They'll spend 6 or 7 minutes answering the first question if you could get away with it.
Whereas with me, we're in this podcast studio for an hour and it's like, well, if you don't answer, I can just keep coming back. You can't get up and leave.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's called Roasted. You can get it wherever, you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. And Season is the latest book, Master the Elements of Amazing Taste. And of course, it's a follow-on from Flavour that'll be in lots of people's houses. It's been out since September and Mark has been dutifully wishing everybody happy Christmas since then. And as we said as well at the outset, on the 23rd, so on Monday evening, 6:30 p.m., off-duty chef bringing it home for Christmas on RTE television. Mark, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.